The liquor tax hike has been the major sticking point keeping the state assembly and senate from agreeing on a proposal to crack down on drunk driving. The assembly passed a bill without the tax, but a senate committee added it after estimates from the state's fiscal bureau suggested the proposal could cost the state more than $70 million a year. Wauwatosa Democratic Senator Jim Sullivan's office now says new estimates show the drunk driving package could be considerably cheaper, enough so that a liquor tax is no longer necessary to pay for it. Sullivan's office says the senator is looking at increasing a fee on criminals from $20 to more than $160. The senator is also considering a $60 increase on the fee for suspended and revoked licenses. Other elements of the proposal remain largely the same. Second offenders would have to install ignition interlocks in their cars, and people with four drunk driving arrests within 5 years would be charged as felons. The legislature's budget committee was scheduled to debate the bill this week, but put it off while lawmakers hammer out a compromise. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.